Now, over the past couple of years, our local area has gone through quite a lot, in particular within the Wallandilly. The pandemic, fires a couple of years ago, and more recently, floods. Now, quite often, after the clean-up and recovery, mental health and overall well-being are forgotten about, with those effects being felt for months or even years afterwards. Now, Community Mental Health Australia are aiming to do something about this with their Mental Health and Wellness Project throughout the Wallandilly area. Now, on the line to talk a little bit more about it, I've got Bill Guy, the CEO of Community Mental Health Australia. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Kevin. How are you going?
Not too bad. Now, tell us about this project in the Wallandilly.
Yeah, well, this is one of 20 that we've got going around the country, one in every state and territory at least, and some in several. And you're right, the time is perfect, really, where there's so many adversarial events happening in different parts of Australia right now, and certainly your area, the Picton-Tarmo area, has copped its fair share. And what generally happens, of course, people take care of the practicalities of life, and that's great and necessary, and that's where you need to start. But looking after yourself and your mental health and well-being is also equally important for you to be sustainable and to keep on going. We're pretty good at toughing things out and being resilient, but we take care of our cars often better than we take care of ourselves, and so we need to do that. And so that's partly the impetus for the program, and the other part is that in this area, particularly with mental health, it's got a lot of stigma around it. And we interpret that pretty broadly. Everybody's got mental health the same as they've got physical health, and you take care of it, mental health and well-being. But we don't go into help-seeking behaviour, as it's called. In other words, we don't go looking for what we could do to make things better. Some people do. Some people are great, but a lot don't. And so it takes a knock at the door sometimes to have a conversation with somebody other, and we'll talk about what actually happens in order to kick that process off.
Now, that is one thing that you are doing. You are going door to door. You are reaching out to people.
Yeah, that's the novelty of the project. You know, I've got to admit, when we ran this by the funders, they went, "You're doing what?" Because the novelty, really, around the world, we look for precedents in our research to try and find other precedents, and it's not commonly done, apart from obviously door-to-door sales or people doing surveys, occasionally door-to-door, usually over the phone. And so we're pioneering a technique here. It's key is that we're not selling things. There's nothing we're trying to get out of people. It's all just 100% for the people. And we also guarantee confidentiality and privacy. So we go door to door to every single household. About 80% are happy to fully engage and have the conversation and do the survey with us, which is quite extraordinary.
So what can we expect when we get the knock at the door?
We have two people, male and female, usually always, and they quickly introduce themselves. We've got t-shirts with big logos. We've got proper security ID. The people connectors, of course, have gone through all sorts of the appropriate screening, and they're usually well-trained and experienced in mental health. They will introduce themselves, and usually there's some way of introducing either we might briefly engage with the person talking about their garden or something other, but pretty quickly we're there to say that, don't worry, we're not selling anything, and we're not from a religious organisation, and we're not trying to get your vote. And people tend to relax when you do that. And we, as you said at the very beginning, we're kind of going around the local community just to check in on people's well-being and how they're going, and if they're interested, give them some information. And so it's primarily the conversation. Our role there is primarily to listen.
I am talking with Bill Guy, the CEO of Community Mental Health Australia, with their project in the Wallandilly at the moment, assisting communities through direct connections. We will continue in a moment.